To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ice cold Tuesday morning for you. Larry Richard along with Anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. And Paul, you've heard a lot about over the years the business of CBD and hemp. And this ban in the government spending bill could wipe out a $30 billion industry, including around Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yeah, lab in Washington, PA, based Choice Extraction. And we're joined on our live stream at kdkradio.com, Bob Shearer, who is a lab manager there. And Jessica's the manager. Bob, you're the owner. I didn't mean to switch that, although Jessica may feel like she owns the place.
I was just going to say that.
Thank you both for being here. I got to tell
you're you, welcome.
I know some people in this industry, and this is dire news. So how do you see this rolling out? Explain first what your company does at Choice Extraction.
Well, Choice Extraction, we take the biomass, which is the flower itself from hemp, and we make it into oils. We take those different types of oils, and then the oils, that's how you get your CBD products from the oils. Depends on the type of oil.
Can you explain, for a lot of people do not know the difference between CBD and medical marijuana products in many cases, and I think it's really, really important because hemp was banned centuries ago, but it's such a viable, good product. Otherwise, it's crazy. But what's the difference between CBD and what people might think of otherwise?
They're both cannabis. The only difference is the THC delta 9 level. Hemp must be 0.3% or below.
In other words, it's not a psychotic kind of reaction to anything
Correct.
You do with CBD.
Correct.
Paul?
So what would the impact be on the business if this goes forward?
Yeah.
I mean, it's detrimental to the business. If what they pass through the spending bill were to actually go through and take effect in a year, it would dismantle the entire hemp industry.
What is the genesis of this? I thought we went through this, Bob, with the history of hemp in this country that threatened the steel business, actually, because of hemp's multi-uses and its strength as a plant. It's a cousin plant of what people think of as the smoking type marijuana plants.
Correct, the weed.
Yeah. What do you suppose is behind this?
Well, there is cannabinoids inside of the hemp other than Delta 9 that are more of a euphoric feel. I think that may have gotten a little out of control where it's sold, how it's sold. But through regulation, instead of dismantling the industry, let's sit down and see. Evidently, it works. The CBD, it has been 5 years now that we've had products out there. And what we should do is regulate or register something. And that could be a state situation. It is a federal law, and every state can handle it their own way. I think that's really what's behind everything.
So what would the How would that look in Pennsylvania?
Could look similar to the recreational marijuana.
And I have seen, and I don't know why, these vape places popping up everywhere, and they also are, you know, marketing. I guess you mentioned Delta. People don't know all the names of the different things and don't know what's in it, what's not in it. And therein lies part of the problem, I would imagine.
Yes, those are called cannabinoids. There's over 100 cannabinoids in the hemp plant.
And so
and you're right. That's something we, as a state, could look at. Are there limits? Who has it? Who sells it? Our belief is, because we come from the processing end of this, that you must be educated and know the different cannabinoids and what their effects are. And unfortunately, that's not what's happening throughout the country.
So how long have you been in this business, Bob?
From day one, 2019, we started.
And how has that been received with the CBD products in southwestern Pennsylvania in particular?
We're positive. We're still here. We make a good product, quality. We're local. And that's what we need in our industry.
And that, I think that and, would. Yeah, that raises the question for the consumer, too. How do you tell the difference between a reputable processor and one to be avoided?
Usually you have the conversation with them and ask them what it is they're selling. Do they know what's inside of whatever it is they're purchasing?
And reputable COAs from a company that's doing what they're supposed to. So you take your products and you send them out for third-party testing so that you have either full panels or you have potency panels. And then that is what lets you know that what is in that product is actually what's in there and there isn't anything harmful in it.
And are you getting any kind of support from any government individuals?
Yes, we have been. Back in the summer, we actually put together a guild in Pennsylvania, and there's seven of us on the board. Jessica and I hold two of the seats on the board, and we were trying to actually educate our senators and congresspeople what our product is all about, other than just marijuana. So, yes, we have our local politicians, the guy Rushenthaler. I think both Fetterman and McCormick have been spoken to about hemp in PA.
And do you think it's going to help get any traction, the bottom line?
Absolutely.
We just have to keep on working on educating them. There's a large lack of education in the industry, and especially with government officials. And I think that there needs to be a lot more education that's in place for us to be able to get people to understand what it is that we do.
And I want to make sure that I understand correctly. Would state regulation of your industry answer the problem at the federal level?
Partially.
How so?
It would at least help protect us, because if things were to go through in 1 year federally and things were to dismantle, it would at least protect us in the state of Pennsylvania and still allow us to operate in this state. How interstate shipping and stuff would always come into play, so that would always be up in the air. But if we were able to get some kind of regulation here in the state of Pennsylvania, it would protect all of us Pennsylvania owners.
I know that Governor Shapiro had in his original budget an allowance for recreational adult cannabis use. Do you think that's ever going to happen in Pennsylvania? And if so, will that help you or hurt you?
Depends. Depends on what kind of language is in there. And it depends on how they kind of put hemp language in that bill. Since we are separate from actual marijuana, it would depend.
Where do you direct people to learn more about CBD so we're all a little more educated in hemp?
Well, actually, you can go on through the internet anywhere where we get a lot of our research. Got certain different websites out there, and you get cannabis to hemp plants, and you'll be amazed at all the in the hemp plant how many cannabinoids are beneficial for anti-inflammation, even depression. Helps against MRSA, certain cannabinoids in the plant.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people maybe appreciate or understand what the purposes are for the stuff that you're doing legitimately, by the way.
Right.
So educating yourself. Interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Appreciate the time. Thank you both and good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Keep us posted, appreciate. Please.
Will do. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks
you
for
got
having
it.
Us.
From Choice Extraction, owner Bob Shearer, and Jessica is the lab manager.
You know, I can see a couple of important levels to this story in terms of just telling a news report about what's going on. First of all, the fact that there is this federal legislation that could upend the industry, and we're talking about part of our economy now. We're talking about small business owners, like the guest we just had on. And then on the flip side, you know, we don't talk much at all about what uses that hemp-related CBD would offer people of different with different medical conditions.
Yeah, there are so many misconceptions about this whole industry. But Jessica Ritchie, the lab manager, and Bob Shear, you know, his owner, said, like he said, well, we're still here, so they must be doing something to stay in business. But it's curious to me.
Well, there's clearly a market for what that they're offering, and other people like them. Perhaps Pennsylvania will regulate and give them some protection if things don't change at the federal level.
Myra Rush is actually off this morning. So, Paul, I thought I'd go with what's trending with E, as in Aaron, since our producer returned after 2 months hiatus.
So basically just going to throw her right into service there.
I'm going to put you right into the fire. So what's trending, E?
Well, this is a couple days old, but this news still has me shaken up. So I'm curious what you think about it. Netflix putting a bid out there to buy Warner Brothers.
Well,
have you heard
what?
About that story?
The company that owns KDK TV, Sky Paramount's trying to do a hostile takeover now. So they're jumping in the fray, and Donald Trump says, I'll review the deal.
Right. Right. The original deal for $72 billion. And, you know, the takeover has all this controversy, both now at this point. And I'm curious, do you think that it will actually affect consumers? Because a lot of people are like, is this just going to change the movie industry? Is this going to change, you know?
What some people are suggesting in any monopoly, that if there's too much control, then the prices go up.
Right.
When there's more competition, that maintains, in most cases, a stability of pricing. To your point, here's what I suggest everybody do.
Yeah.
Before the end of the year, clean slate. Write down all of the streaming services you have. Do you still have cable? Do you have a dish? Do you use just wireless? And what wireless streaming services do you have? And write them all down. Put them all out. Do you still use them all? It's kind of good time to clean house.
I agree, because reading the story, like, it doesn't have to be as confusing as a lot of people make it to seem. Go on your app store and go to subscription. See what you subscribe to on accident. Why are you getting charged $58 every month and you have no clue what's going on? So I think that's a great idea, because it could be very simple. It just really could. So, okay, I wanted your take on that. Guess what else?
Talk to me.
Today, In-N-Out announced that they're removing 6-7 from their ticket order numbers because
people are stealing them.
Well, no, because of the 6-7 trending. Yeah. And it's just so, I cannot stand that trend, I guess is what it is.
What is that?
So it originated from.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
From a TikTok video by Skrilla, who's an artist. It's a part of like his song that was streaming at one point. And that's it. It doesn't mean anything. It's not. I just think it actually, what is Gen Alpha is after Gen Z, right?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I'm a boomer.
Well, it's the youngest. It's our most recent generation really took to
what
it.
What do they want?
They just love saying it. It's at like Penn's games, Steeler games,
oh, the
songs,
kids say
videos.
It. The little kids say
yes,
it too.
Yes. Paul, what do you think?
Well, I'm just looking at this story that was left for us by CBS. Debbie Rodriguez did a story on this, the West Coast burger chain. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah. Yes.
See what we got here.
West Coast chain In-N-Out confirms to People it ditched the digit 6-7 about a month ago because of a viral trend that has kids going crazy.
Yes, yeah.
The term has disrupted classrooms, made its way through social media, and even been immortalized as Dictionary.com's Word of the Year, defined as so-so, or maybe this, maybe that. Where did it come from?
6-7.
Some say a Skrilla song, others NBA star LaMelo Ball's height, which is 6-7. In-N-Out says it was drawing hordes of teenagers who lined up to wait for order number 67 to be called out. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
It's unbelievable.
What are we doing?
It's absolutely mind-blowing how we got here.
As Marty would say.
Exactly.
Is this as good as it gets? That's what's trending with E. T should return tomorrow. Thank you, Aaron.
Sure thing.
What the temperature is, of course, at 13 degrees, Aaron, I'm curious how many people are having battery issues. That's usually one of the things that happens when you get these extreme temperatures.
True. And if you're like me and you don't check your tire pressure too often, that's a pretty common one too.
Is that when your car, you couldn't get it out of the garage? Because
you had to take us back there.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up.
Wow.
But this time of year, as the days get shorter, and they're still doing that at least for the next couple of weeks till it's officially winter, it is problematic for a lot of people. And joining us, one of our friends, Dr. Kevin Wong, who's a family physician, has been for many years. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
So you had some good ideas. We were talking about this earlier, and you had some great suggestions for people that would help ward off that kind of sad feeling.
Well, SAD, or seasonal affective disorder, as it was named appropriately, really seems to hit the northern climes where we don't get as much sunlight as the southern climates. And trying to stay away from medications, there have been a number of different studies, not big, but albeit they exist, and they seem to say if you can supplement with additional lights, that it does help people physically. And there's all sorts of different types of things you can do, going from narrow frequency light to visible light, meaning the regular daylight bulbs, as I suggested. Now with the advent of these LED bulbs of different frequency, there are some studies saying that if you have what they call broad light, which is a regular full frequency light bulb or daylight frequency bulb, they're suggesting that at least 6 hours a day of 100,000 lumens in a room, which is a good amount of light, but it really lights up the room because an average 100-watt light bulb puts out about 1,500 lumen. So if you can, you know, use these bulbs in your house to light up the house in general for at least 6 hours, then they say that's better than sitting in front of some of these box therapies for up to 30 minutes. And there's a lot of information about different types of box therapies. So I suggest to people that, you know, they can have them turn on in the morning, maybe a little earlier than 7:30. But more importantly, leave them on until 8 o'clock at night. Because otherwise, we start winding down. Our system starts winding down in general at 4:35 when it starts getting dark. Whereas in the summer, we're usually much more active as the light is brighter to like 8 to 9. But, you know, if we leave lights on till 8 o'clock at least, that will give us an additional boost and keep us more active and productive instead of just shutting down and doing nothing in the evening.
As a physician, I'm curious if you have people that kind of on the side, even though you're not a psychologist or psychiatrist by trade, but obviously in your profession, you deal with a lot of emotions on a lot of different levels. Do you notice a real uptick in people that may even suggest to you they're struggling?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we talk about when we get to fall, especially in Pittsburgh, right after the holidays, they really get blue, as they said, and they look forward to the holidays, but right after the holidays, they sort of really feel bad. They feel depressed until springtime comes. I mean, physically, we don't have that much to do once the New Year's rolls around. But I said the other factor is that we really do shut down. And you have to think about it. In Northern America, we really shut down completely. I mean, you had the highlights of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, and it's cold here. Whereas other parts of the world, it's not as cold. I mean, it's not as bleak. I mean, you're sunny in the southern half of the U.S. alone, no matter the rest of the world, the southern hemisphere. So they have Christmas and New Year's, if they celebrate New Year's at that time, in the summertime. So we're a very unique population.
Doc, appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Anytime. Have a good day.
You got it. Dr. Kevin Wong, who, as long as I've been here, Aaron, has been a steady listener and friend of the show and the station, really. So interesting to ask a family physician.
Yeah, because you can see it in so many different ways and different ages. So it was nice to hear his breakdown.
Yeah, and for your anniversary extravaganza, you got to see a little sunshine being on a little 3-day cruise.
I did. And it always cracks me up because there are people who are very strongly, I need the sun all the time. People that can enjoy every season. And then, I don't know, maybe most of us in Pittsburgh, we're okay with it all. We just complain a lot when it's freezing cold and we don't have as much sun. But yeah, it plays a big part for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think we just complain a lot regardless.
Here in
sun,
Pittsburgh.
Not enough sun, too hot, too cold.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. All right, well, tomorrow morning, we have sun now, but we may be dealing with some inclement weather. We'll talk about that coming up. Check on some accident issues with AAA's Alan Gamble next.
Multiple waves of rain and snow expected around and north of I-80 through most of Wednesday.
Winter is here to stay, it looks like. Yeah, it's going to stay cold at least here through the middle of the month and possibly all the way up through Christmas.
Happy polar vortex. Meteorologist Heather Zehr, yeah, apparently not one, not two, but three waves of this icy Arctic air have made its way into the region.
And I have an answer to the question, why?
Oh.
Would you like to know?
Absolutely.
Because we haven't suffered enough.
Well, I was thinking Monday Night Football for Miami's Dolphins to come to Pittsburgh. They're going to be
right.
Frozen juice.
Pittsburgh Council's deliberations on next year's spending plan now include a tax hike. Now, yesterday, we learned during Marty's show that Barb Warwick, the council member, wants to address a $30 million shortfall in the budget with this solution.
I am introducing a 30% tax increase.
That was about all you needed to hear. People say, what? But when you drill down, that's a real estate tax increase of 30%, which basically is about $20 a month.
To the average taxpayer who's
correct.
Sending $800 a year. So it goes up to $1,040 a year.
And nobody wants tax increases. I get it. So, okay.
And I think they'll coalesce, Larry, based on what we're hearing, at least initially, the first reactions from other council members. They'll probably coalesce around spending cuts and some kind of a tax increase. 30%? I don't think so.
But
based on what we're hearing.
Add to that the discussions the Pittsburgh Public School Board's having since they unanimously voted not to close 9 schools, which would have saved a ton.
And since now they're not going to have a surplus, they're going to have a deficit because of that decision.
Of at least $6
million. But they're going to talk about they're going to ask for the 4% tax increase they were going to go for anyway and not go for more. So after steadily building up Iowa State's football program, Matt Campbell introduced on Monday as Penn State's new coach.
I'm humbled, honored, grateful to be standing before all of you, this world-class university, this world-class athletic department, and truly one of the greatest football programs in the world. And it's an absolute honor to be the next head football coach here at Penn State University.
So who is Matt Campbell? He's 46. He comes, as you mentioned, from Iowa State, three-time Big 12 Coach of the Year, and from Massillon, Ohio, not too far to our west.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.